Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, obviously, the COVID-19 virus is impacting our region, and you have an update starting in Albany County.
Sure do, Dave. Albany County has jumped to number 4 in the state outside of New York City for confirmed COVID-19 infections, recording its 25th case early Tuesday. Worrisome factors behind the numbers. The ill are in all areas of the county, and most have had no known contact with other infected people, suggesting the disease is more widespread in the community than previously thought. We thought it was all going to be in Gilderland, and now it's just going all around the county rapidly in different areas, said County Executive Daniel McCoy during Tuesday's morning briefing. It's to the point that it's going to be too difficult to map and track. Albany County Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen said too many people aren't taking the situation seriously enough. Everyone has a responsibility to stay home as much as possible, wash their hands often, and protect their children, she said. The confirmed cases in the county include 2 children ages 7 and 13. Some 125 people are under mandatory quarantine and 450 under precautionary quarantine.
What about what's happening now with Proctor's and Schenectady? We're seeing this economic impact firsthand.
Well, with mounting COVID-19 concerns, Proctor's told employees Tuesday it plans to lay off staff members, according to an email a Proctor's employee shared with the Gazette. This will be incredibly painful, Proctor's CEO Philip Morris wrote in the letter. Starting Friday, Proctor's, Capitol Repertory Theater, and Universal Preservation Hall will continue operations with a skeleton crew of about 20%. Each of the remaining employees will have to accept pay and benefit reductions, according to the email. The announcement comes days after Governor Andrew Cuomo mandated that gatherings of 500 or more no longer be permitted. Since then, Proctor's has canceled events and temporarily closed its 3 venues. Morris wrote the letter as he and his wife Kathleen remain in self-quarantine after Morris had lunch with someone who tested positive for COVID-19.
We also have to eat, even though we're told to stay home, and that means that supermarkets and also pharmacies are okay to stay open, but that's had them putting policies in place to make sure things are disinfected.
Price Chopper Market 32 modified its hours on Tuesday to add an hour each morning dedicated to senior shoppers amid the COVID-19 grocery surge. Effective Wednesday morning, that's this morning, all Price Chopper Market 32 and Market Bistro stores will close at 10 p.m. and reopen to the general public at 7 a.m. The overnight closures facilitate restocking and additional preventative sanitation, the company said. Beginning Thursday morning, the stores will also pre-open an hour earlier at 6 a.m. to exclusively serve members of our communities who are most vulnerable to coronavirus, the company said.
Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joining us. You can read these stories and more at dailygazette.com. In the meantime, Jeff, everyone, seriously listen to what the experts are saying and stay safe and healthy.
Sounds good to me, Dave.